Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another beautiful episode on the silsila Treasures of Wisdom. We hope and pray that you and your families are doing well and are keeping in the best of health, inshallah. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillah, all praises are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our creator, our sustainer, and our nourisher. And we always show thanks and gratitude to our most merciful creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is in essence what takes a person to progress very, very far in life. So always be grateful to Allah, no matter your circumstances. Always show thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever situation you may be in. As you know, we dive into different topics, and to get the insight from these topics, different aspects in Islam. And today, alhamdulillah, we have another beautiful topic of discussion, and that is quite an important one actually, which some may have, some may not have, and some are still in the process of learning to acquire it, and that is emotional intelligence in Islam. Yes, emotional intelligence in Islam, as we like to call it, EQ. And to discuss this beautiful topic with me, I have in studio none other than our honorable and respected guest, Mawlana Abdul Qadir Hafizahullah Ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
How are you keeping, Mawlana Sahib?
Alhamdulillah, Sayyidi himself.
MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. Alhamdulillah, Mawlana Sahib, we have a very beautiful topic of discussion today, and that is emotional intelligence in Islam. And inshallah, we would be discussing various different aspects in this regard. How can a person acquire this? What are the obstacles that come in a person's way that stop him from acquiring the specific aspect, emotional intelligence? And much more, we will also shed some light on the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we would explain how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam practiced and showed emotional intelligence. And this, of course, you know, it will be a motivation to each and every one of us and to our viewers of Madani Channel to also implement this beautiful quality of emotional intelligence. But before we dive deep into our topic of discussion, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this regard, our beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully said, "Decorate your gatherings by reciting salawat upon me, because your recitation of salawat upon me will be a noor, a light for you on the day of Qiyamah." So let us also collectively send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, alhamdulillah, this topic that we are discussing, emotional intelligence, it's often ignored, and some may not look into it as much. Wherein, if we have to read through the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we would see how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam practiced and used emotional intelligence. Because what does it do? Emotional intelligence, it shapes how we understand ourselves. Firstly, we have to understand ourselves, understand our emotions, and connect with others as well. So one may ask that the emotional intelligence, what could this possibly mean? So to start off, to understand properly what is emotional intelligence, this is the ability to understand, to manage, and to respond to your own emotions. That's one, to your own emotions. And secondly, to the emotions of others. So this is very important, because by doing this and by implementing this, you get to understand yourself, you get to control your emotions, you will get to know when to get angry, when not to get angry, when to say something, when not to say something, and how to say something. All of this, it falls under emotional intelligence. So, Muasab, this emotional intelligence, right? We have two things here. Of course, we've just went through the definition of emotional intelligence. And that is, you know, how to manage, how to respond to others, how to connect with others. And first and foremost, to basically understand ourselves and our own emotions. I mean, if a person cannot understand their own emotions, how would they understand the emotions of others? So empathy, this emotional intelligence, it starts with oneself. And once they acquire this and master it, then they can implement it in their daily lives to connect with others. Yes. So what we see, Muasab, is this aspect of emotional intelligence. It's often, I wouldn't say entirely, but I would say somewhat to a certain extent, to a certain limit, it's often neglected. People don't look into it as much. Most often people look at how intelligent the person is, what skills the person may have. So in this regard, Muasab, you have emotional intelligence on one hand, and on the other hand, you have your IQ. Right? So between these both, Muasab, what is the difference between them? If you could explain to us, inshallah, and to the viewers of Madani channel, the difference between IQ and EQ, and above all of it, EQ is always that plus point to get a person through.
See, alhamdulillah, Islam has taught us both how to develop a good IQ.
Right.
With that, having a good balance of EQ with IQ.
Right.
Well, these are not just acronyms. Mm-hmm. They stand for something. Right. IQ basically is one's cognitive abilities.
Okay.
For example, think in the terms of somebody being a scientist.
Right.
Somebody being an engineer, a doctor, a scholar, a professor. Right. And the faculty of reasoning, if you develop these things and you take it to another level, that means you are higher in your IQ, right? Problem solving skills, logical thinking, all of that comes under
IQ.
IQ.
Okay.
On the other hand, EQ is how to regulate your own emotions. You are angry, for example. Now, how to channel that energy? The know-how of that is emotional intelligence.
You are overwhelmed
with something.
Right.
Something happened and you are sad, and you are starting to get into depression because of that. Now at that point in time, how to regulate your emotions? That is emotional intelligence.
So if a person is lacking emotional intelligence, that same emotion can overtake them, and then they can't really be themselves because they overrun by emotions.
Yes, if you have emotional intelligence, that will help you not to get swallowed by these overwhelming emotions.
Okay.
How to regulate them, how to channel it. And for example, and then to put yourself in others' shoes, that is also part of emotional intelligence. For example, being considerate of others.
Right.
That is part of emotional intelligence. Those people who cannot put themselves in the position of others, there is another term for those people. They are mentally not sound.
Who can't put themselves into the place of others.
Yes, meaning they lack empathy. The very foundation for based on which we are called humans. If a human does not have empathy, then I don't think that the title is befitting that person.
Right.
Because that part and parcel of being a human. If somebody is dying right before your eyes, mm-hmm. and you don't feel anything. No emotions, you don't feel bad that, you know, something bad happened to him. And you are blank. To you, it's just a normal thing. Now, that is one lacking emotional intelligence.
Right.
For example, people have disorders, narcissistic personality disorders, borderline personality disorders.
Mm-hmm.
These kinds of people, and then psychopaths,
right,
sociopaths, they lack empathy.
So these kind of people, they only look at themselves.
Yes.
They don't look at others, where they coming from, what perspective they have. They're not looking from their eyes.
Yes.
Whatever matters, matters, or what connects, yes, or what's related to them mostly.
Yeah. For example, right? Somebody may be a professor of epic proportions.
Right.
Right. But he has got degrees in this faculty of science, and he is a physicist and so mm-hmm. on. But at the same time, he can lead the whole, lecture in the classroom, and he can give lecture in the university mm-hmm. and so on. And he has a lot of knowledge. But the same person cannot relate to his own children. He that cannot understand his children.
Sure.
He cannot understand his significant other.
Huh.
He does not get along with his family
right.
for some reason. And he is always like feeling, okay, everybody must listen to him because you're a professor in the college,
mm-hmm.
in the university. At home, you're a father.
Mm-hmm.
At home, you're a brother. At home, you're a husband. At home, you're a son.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. So when we get home, we should leave all of these, what we have attached to ourselves,
right.
this worldly titles mm-hmm. and whatever we have associated to our personality. All of that is left behind.
Mm.
You know, to a father, and the father may be a great scholar,
yeah.
a great scientist, right? And a doctor, for example. And how nice you as a doctor would feel if people call you, address you as Dr. So-and-so, right?
Right.
So that's an honor for you to be addressed by that title.
Mm-hmm.
But at home, if your child had to call you Dr. So-and-so, how would that feel?
It feels numb, I mean.
Exactly.
Yeah.
At home, what's suitable? If that child calling you Abba.
100%.
Or dad or father, whatever the name, whatever the norm we are used to, right?
Right.
Subhanallah. And this is what emotional intelligence is, connecting to people on their level. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us such beautiful ways to connect to people, right? One example, he said, Anzilun nasa manazilahum.
Subhanallah.
Treat people according to their status.
Mm.
Like, for example, if let's say a dignitary walks in, you would treat him and deal with him differently.
Right.
Than a person, let's say a child just walked in.
Correct.
Our treatment with them will be totally different.
Yeah.
Because we are giving them the due respect. What is befitting, you know, their status.
Mm-hmm.
For example, an elderly person, you will speak to them with respect. You would be formal in your conversation. You would like not to be too free with them because yeah. to maintain that respect.
That limit is there.
That honor.
Yeah.
Yes, their dignity. And then on the other hand, if a child walks in, are you going to be all professional with the child?
Not at all.
Going to talk to him in high English? You wouldn't do that, right?
Yeah.
But rather you would connect with the child on his level. And kallimun nas ala qadri uqulihim. Talk to people according to the level of their intelligence. So if a person, if you're talking to a child who is in grade 2,
mm-hmm.
who only knows 2 plus 2 is 4,
right.
And you're giving him the sums of algebra. You are doing a disservice to the child.
100%.
You don't know how to talk to that child.
100%.
Talk to the child in the language that he would understand. Right? Yes. And if you are talking to a child who is matriculated and you ask him what is 2 plus 2, that is an insult to him.
Yes. Because he's too big for that.
Exactly. So likewise. And subhanallah, we also have like common examples of IQ versus EQ.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you have certain abilities, right?
Mm-hmm.
And let's say you are a Formula One driver.
Right.
Right. You know, you have driving skills. You drive like a pro, right? And you know how to make your way around, you know, on the road.
Yeah.
And heaviest traffic, you can beat it, you know, because of the skills that you have, right?
Yeah.
Now, you have that, right? Good for you. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, while you do that, showing your skill, you are causing inconvenience to others.
Mm.
You are inconsiderate of others.
That's deep.
You're not an expert then. You're just another nuisance on the road.
Because the person is just worried about themselves.
Exactly.
And not worried about causing inconveniences to others.
Yes. Let's say we see this in our day-to-day life. We join the queue and somebody will come and cut the queue. Right. He thinks that he deserves
like he's to something. Be
first. Yes. He thinks too much of himself, right? He pushes others behind him.
Oh,
that shows what kind of emotional intelligence a person has if he is lacking the empathy.
Mm.
And there are different levels of this kind of people, really.
Gee.
They will, some lack empathy to a certain degree where it's like negligible, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some are like borderline. Some are like total write-offs, right? And we need to know and identify these things within ourselves, you know? And it's, let's say, for example, there's a person, everybody knows about him that he has certain defects, certain personality defects, right? Mm-hmm. And then everybody is telling him, but he, on the other hand, he is adamant, he is stubborn. Everybody is wrong, I'm right. That can't be the case.
It can't.
100 people can't be wrong, and you, on the other hand, one person. You know?
Majority always wins.
Right. So I'm just one example.
Right.
Yeah. So mustn't be too full of yourself, right? And try to be understanding towards others. Because if, let's say, a leader is he who listens to everyone first,
mm-hmm.
and he's the last one to talk.
Mm-hmm.
That is why he's the leader.
Subhanallah. Well, also, speaking of emotional intelligence, right, it entails also having empathy and looking out for others. Both these things, they go hand in hand.
Yes.
If a person has empathy where he thinks about where the next person is coming from, then we can say such a person has emotional intelligence.
Yes. So together with that, there are many mm-hmm. other things. Like, for example, a person, he knows how to be humble. Like, right. for example, there's a person who's learned, very
mm-hmm.
learned.
Mm-hmm.
But together with that, he's proud.
Ah, learned and proud
yes.
together.
It's a recipe for disaster.
100%.
If he doesn't have humility in him, then he is just an arrogant man.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing more than that.
100%.
That knowledge has gotten through his head. You know, so for such kind of people, mm-hmm. the term that is used sometimes is ilmu akbaru min aqli.
Allah.
His knowledge is bigger than his head. Allah. So you get. And then sometimes when we don't have the basic, you know, basic key requirements of having emotional intelligence, such as being patient when there is something at stake, and we lose patience.
Yeah.
And there can be many examples where if we are not patient, we actually lose out so much.
100%.
As opposed to if we were patient and we confided in the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the plans of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, instead of hasting, mm-hmm. you know, in an affairs.
100%. And you know, Musab, I recall a very interesting incident, a survey actually that was carried out by a teacher. So what the teacher did was, the teacher took a lot of balloons, right? And the teacher wrote the name of each student in his class on that balloon. And then he took the balloon, a whole bunch of them, and he laid it out in the corridor. So the teacher then told the students that all of you go and see for the balloon with your name on it and then bring it. So imagine now, I mean, you have like maybe 100 balloons laying in that corridor, and all these students, they run out and they are going through each one looking for their name in this balloon, in that balloon, can't find. Maybe they're popping onto balloons along the way, making it harder for the other people to find their name on the balloon. So at the end, what happened was it caused chaos, right? Because everyone is only worried about themselves, only worried about finding their own name. Then the teacher came and said, why don't you all do this? That instead of doing what you all were doing, whatever balloon you'll see, pick up that one. And whatever name comes across, say that name out loud, that student will hear his name, and then he'll take his balloon. And like that, the moral was that it showed how important it is to have this empathy and to have this quality of looking out for others. Because by looking out for others, on one hand, you're getting happiness. And on the other hand, you're forming a bond, you're forming a connection, you're forming that unity with others as well. I mean, this is such a beautiful and practical example that shows what happens when a person just wants to do things for his own self and not wanting good for others, not seeing out for other people, etc. So, dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is very important for you and I to have emotional intelligence, and together with that comes empathy, because we all want happiness. Intelligence is one thing, as Mona Sahib has mentioned, but intelligence and emotional intelligence, they go hand in hand. Your skills, your knowledge, what you know, they both go hand in hand with your emotions. And it's necessary for each and every one of us to learn how to acquire emotional intelligence. If you look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the most emotionally intelligent personality to ever walk this earth.
Subhanallah.
Why? Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he read hearts, he soothed wounds, and responded to cruelty, not with cruelty, but rather Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam responded to cruelty with compassion. Now that emotional masterpiece, that emotional mastery, there was a product of deep and intense taqwa and inner clarity. This is what we need to adopt. If we look at this one incident in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, wherein a person came in the masjid, and the person, a Bedouin actually, and a Bedouin we call a villager, he came in the masjid and he had to answer the call of nature. And whilst he was in the masjid, he answered the call of nature, he urinated in the masjid. Companions were there, so Sahaba were there, alayhim ridwan, and they were ready to go and tell this person off, like, what are you doing? Are you okay? This is a masjid. You know, they were ready to tell him off. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told them, don't tell him anything. Let him finish. When he was done with his business, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told the Bedouin, educated him, informed him that this is not the place to do such acts. This is the masjid. This is a place for worship. The Bedouin, he acknowledged, accepted, he realized that what he did was wrong. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his response and his reaction changed the mind of that person, changed that person for the better. And on the other hand, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that let him finish first, because scientifically it's proven that if a person is answering the call of nature, and while answering the call of nature, due to any fear or something of that sort, it causes health issues to one's body, one's kidney, and especially to hold one urine in, it causes harm to one's body. I mean, look at how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you can say, managed this entire situation, where it wasn't a fight, there was no argument, there was no debate, there was no nothing. All that there was compassion, was mercy, was empathy, teaching and education. That's what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. So in nowadays, Masab, what we see is that some people out there may just be reacting and wouldn't know exactly how to respond. I'm sure there's a difference between the two, between reacting and between responding. It's two different things. And if a person cannot master this or acquire it or learn it through life, then a person will end up, that bond would be getting more further away from others. You know, all of this would be happening because of the approach of a person. And I recall, Masa, we were discussing maybe a couple of weeks back, and I think we were speaking about how you can have one sentence, right? Yeah. And that same one sentence can be said in two different ways. One way in which a person may feel as if he's being verbally abused or anything of that sort. And the other way, wherein a person may feel as if they are being appreciated, yes, you know, as if they are being motivated and encouraged. So one statement, it makes such a big difference on how a person says it. And I'm sure this also, it falls under emotional intelligence.
True.
So, Masab, emotional intelligence, is it something that is acquired in a day? Is it like that if a person has to ask, How is it that emotional intelligence can be acquired? Can it be acquired in a day, Munasab, or in 24 hours?
Not really. It's something that you have to gradually... First, you have to become aware, self-aware. For example, you have to be observant.
Right.
For example, observe how people behave. Then be self-critical at times.
Constructive criticism.
Yes, self-critical meaning.
Right.
If you are doing something, ask yourself, if somebody else did that to me, how would I feel?
So a person should be questioning themselves.
Yes, because we should be treating others the way we would like to be treated.
Right.
We feel like, okay, I can talk to anybody anyhow, but people must talk to me with respect. That doesn't work in this world.
It has to. I mean, it has to be give and take. You know, it takes two hands to come together.
Exactly. So it doesn't work like that, right? Same as we say, respect is not given; it is earned. Mm. And how do you earn respect? By giving others respect.
Right. 100%.
If you're not prepared to give others respect, then you cannot expect it from others. It's like a wishful thinking.
Right.
So it works both ways. And you do good to others and good will come to you.
Subhanallah.
The world is round for a reason. 360 degrees, it comes back to you.
Right.
So alhamdulillah, emotional intelligence is something that you don't go and acquire. It's not something that is external. It is within us. We have to develop and practice it over and over again, you know. Sometimes you will have to remind yourself. Once, it's like a muscle memory, you know.
Right.
Once you do something, like if it's a new skill, right, for example, and you would be hesitant in the beginning. You would watch how you're saying it or what you are saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then over a certain period of time, you get comfortable with it. And then before you know it, it becomes your second nature. It becomes muscle memory.
It becomes a part of you.
Yes, you can do it with your eyes closed.
Right, right.
So that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So alhamdulillah, it is like that. First, you have to be vigilant. Then learn the etiquette from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Study the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the best way, best place to start. Mm-hmm. And slowly, slowly, try to incorporate in your own life and see what beauty it brings to you, subhanAllah. Mm-hmm. Once you see the beauty of it, you can't unsee it after that.
Allah, 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 subhanAllah, subhanAllah. So that was really, really beautifully said. And I'm sure that was quite inspiring to our viewers of Madari Channel, alhamdulillah. Well, Munasab has mentioned how we can acquire this emotional intelligence. And one thing is clear, that it is not acquired in a day. It's not acquired in 24 hours. It's something that's within us. It's something that we have to train. It's something that we have to channel. We have to channel it in the right way. And when we do that, then we would find that everyone around us, our surroundings, the people that we know, the people that we love, they would all become united, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us about unity. Islam teaches us, emphasizes on unity, how important it is to be united, because there is strength in unity. And to build those bonds, to create those bonds, to strengthen those bonds, it does not come with just you being intelligent. It doesn't come with just having a skill. No, it comes with understanding where person B is coming from. And when you know that, then you would see before your eyes how everyone you know, everyone you love, all of them will become united just because of your character, just because of how you are portraying yourselves by feeling what they are feeling. I mean, in this life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were so many instances where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed empathy. Sympathy is one thing, and empathy is another. Everyone shows sympathy. Everyone says, I am sorry, I am sorry, I am sorry. That's sympathy, to acknowledge. You just recognize, you just acknowledge someone else's pain. And then you say, I am sorry. That's sympathy. On the other hand, empathy is, it's deeper than that. Empathy, together with acknowledging, you are placing yourself in person B's situation. You are understanding where they are coming from which angle, from which perspective they are coming from. And when you can do this, then you would see how easy it becomes for you and I to understand others. Alhamdulillah, for now, Mawlana Sahib, we do have a very beautiful kalam in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us also go and listen to this beautiful kalam to rejuvenate our mind, our souls, and our hearts in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter, we will be right back to discuss further into this beautiful topic. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Tere jaya, koi nahi, yahi bole sidra wale, chamane jahan ke thale, sabhi maine chhan daale, tere paaye ka na paaya, tere paaye ka na paaya, tujhe yak ne yak banaya, tujhe yak ne yak banaya, tujhe yak ne yak banaya, tere khulq ko haq ne azim kaha, teri khilq ko haq ne jameel kiya, koi tujh sa hua hai na hoga shaha, tere khaliq e husn o ada ki qasam, ada ki qasam, ada ki qasam,
duniya pe aaya koi teri na misaal, aa duniya pe aaya koi teri na misaal, aa rab ke le aawa kitho sona tere naal da, rab ke le aawa kitho sona tere naal da,
Makke rehn wale aa Madine jaan wale aa, Makke rehn wale aa Madine jaan wale aa, thodde khaan wale aa nu seene laan wale aa, thodde khaan wale aa nu seene laan wale aa, tere baajo digge aa nu koi nahi sambhalda, tere baajo digge aa nu koi nahi sambhalda,
rab ke le aawa kitho sona tere naal da, rab ke le aawa kitho sona tere naal da,
sona tere naal da, ab meri nigaahon mein jachta nahi koi, jaise mere sarkar hain aisa nahi koi, teriyan te sifatan da koi vi hisab nahi, teriyan te sifatan da koi vi hisab nahi, tu te kithe teriyan ghulaman da jawab nahi, tu te kithe teriyan ghulaman da jawab nahi, huran nu tu roop vande habshi bilal da, huran nu tu roop vande habshi bilal da,
rab ke le aawa kitho sona tere naal da, rab ke le aawa kitho sona tere naal da,
chehra tera noor vande sari kainat nu, rab vi durood bheje ik teri zaat nu, chehra tera noor vande sari kainat nu, chehra tera noor vande sari kainat nu, rab vi durood bheje ik teri zaat nu, rab vi durood bheje ik teri zaat nu, shaidae zamana tere husn o jamal da, shaidae zamana tere husn o jamal da,
rab ke le aawa kitho sona tere naal da, rab ke le aawa kitho sona tere naal da,
sona tere naal da, ishaare se chaand chir diya, chupe hue khul ko pher liya, gaye hue dil ko asr kiya, ye taab o tawa tumhare liye, kar
ਕੇ ਦੁਆ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਸੂਰਜ ਨੂੰ ਮੋੜਦਾ ਕਰਕੇ ਦੁਆ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਸੂਰਜ ਨੂੰ ਮੋੜਦਾ ਆਪੇ ਚੰਨ ਤੋੜਦਾ ਤੇ ਆਪੇ ਚੰਨ ਜੋੜਦਾ ਆਪੇ ਚੰਨ ਤੋੜਦਾ ਤੇ ਆਪੇ ਚੰਨ ਜੋੜਦਾ ਬਿਗੜੀ ਬਣਾਵੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਨਬੀ ਦਾ ਇਸ਼ਾਰਾ ਹਾਂ ਬਿਗੜੀ ਬਣਾਵੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਨਬੀ ਦਾ ਇਸ਼ਾਰਾ
ਲੱਭ ਕੇ ਲਿਆਵਾਂ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਦਾ ਲੱਭ ਕੇ ਲਿਆਵਾਂ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਦਾ
ਕਹਿੰਦੀ ਏ ਹਲੀਮਾ ਮੁਖ ਵੇਖ ਲਜਪਾਲ ਦਾ ਕਹਿੰਦੀ ਏ ਹਲੀਮਾ ਮੁਖ ਵੇਖ ਲਜਪਾਲ ਦਾ ਲੱਭ ਕੇ ਲਿਆਵਾਂ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਦਾ ਲੱਭ ਕੇ ਲਿਆਵਾਂ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਦਾ ਚੌਦਵੀਂ ਦਾ ਚੰਨ ਨਾਲੇ ਅਰਸ਼ਾਂ ਦਾ ਤਾਰਾ ਚੌਦਵੀਂ ਦਾ ਚੰਨ ਨਾਲੇ ਅਰਸ਼ਾਂ ਦਾ ਤਾਰਾ ਕਸਮ ਖੁਦਾ ਦੀ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਸਭ ਨਾਲੋਂ ਪਿਆਰਾ ਕਸਮ ਖੁਦਾ ਦੀ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਸਭ ਨਾਲੋਂ ਪਿਆਰਾ ਹੋਕਾ ਦੇਵਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਮੈਂ ਸੱਚਿਆਂ ਪਿਆਰਾ ਦਾ ਹੋਕਾ ਦੇਵਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਮੈਂ ਸੱਚਿਆਂ ਪਿਆਰਾ ਦਾ ਜਿਉਂਦਾ ਏ ਜ਼ਹੂਰੀ ਨਾ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਤੇਰੇ ਯਾਰਾਂ ਦਾ ਜਿਉਂਦਾ ਏ ਜ਼ਹੂਰੀ ਨਾ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਤੇਰੇ ਯਾਰਾਂ ਦਾ ਮੰਗਤਾ ਮੈਂ ਤੇਰਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਦਰ ਤੇਰੀ ਆਲ ਦਾ ਹਾਂ ਮੰਗਤਾ ਮੈਂ ਤੇਰਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਦਰ ਤੇਰੀ ਆਲ ਦਾ
ਲੱਭ ਕੇ ਲਿਆਵਾਂ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਦਾ ਲੱਭ ਕੇ ਲਿਆਵਾਂ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਦਾ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਤੇ ਆਇਆ ਕੋਈ ਤੇਰੀ ਨਾ ਮਿਸਾਲ ਦਾ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਤੇ ਆਇਆ ਕੋਈ ਤੇਰੀ ਨਾ ਮਿਸਾਲ ਦਾ ਲੱਭ ਕੇ ਲਿਆਵਾਂ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਲੱਭ ਕੇ ਲਿਆਵਾਂ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਦਾ
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحان الله سبحان الله what a heart touching kalam in the praises of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our love for our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and grant us all the ability to implement the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our life. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Alhamdulillah, we are discussing this beautiful topic, emotional intelligence in Islam. And so far, mashallah, Mawlana Sahib has shed much light on different aspects pertaining to this. How is it acquired? Mawlana Sahib has mentioned that this is something that's within us, and it's not something that we go out. Yes, there are tools, there are ways in which you can perfect it, but it's something that is within each and every one of us. It's just for us to let it out, to practice it, and to implement it. Also, we have discussed the emotional intelligence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and from it all we gather and we learn that when we develop emotional intelligence, we actually improve our salah, we improve our relationships, we improve. Even if one is in a position of leadership, even they get improved. Why? Because of emotional intelligence. You are connecting with people, and when you connect with people, you bring them closer, not to you, but you bring them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, Mawlana Sahib, alhamdulillah, we have mentioned a few examples from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What other examples are there, Mawlana Sahib, in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in which he demonstrated emotional intelligence?
Subhanallah. First of all, Sayyidi, he is the most beloved, without exaggeration.
Mm-hmm.
He is the most beloved personality the world has ever seen.
Subhanallah.
By all, not right. Only by us who are his ummah,
mm-hmm.
but even by others.
Mm-hmm.
And the world, the entire world has learned this act of kindness, generosity,
mm-hmm.
being empathetic towards others, being understanding towards others, giving each one their respective space. All of this we have learned from the great personality of Rasulullah
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
subhanallah. So he is the pinnacle. When we say emotional intelligence, he is the pinnacle of it, subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
And once we learn it from his seerah, his life, his ways, his sunnah, subhanallah. Therefore, we put in Dawat-e-Islami, we put so much emphasis on the sunnah of Rasulullah
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
And making ourselves attached to him, both emotionally and practically.
Subhanallah.
Right? For example, his merciful nature, subhanallah, was such that anyone, no matter what they may have done to him, he would readily forgive them. No personal grievances towards anyone, subhanallah. And subhanallah, not only him, his sahaba learnt it from him, subhanallah.
Yes.
The example of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, an enemy, right in the middle of battlefield, while they both are fighting with the enemy, he was fighting with the enemy, and he overpowered him. At that instance, as soon as he overpowered him and he climbed him, he was on top of him. This enemy he spat on Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And after that, he let go of him. Such an opportunity, who lets go of such an opportunity?
Allah, Allah.
And then this person is bamboozled. He asks him, what happened to you? You could have finished me off.
Yeah.
He said, no. He said, why? He said, I was fighting with you for the sake of Allah. If after what you did to me, if I advanced any further, that would have been for my personal gain.
Allah.
And not for the sake of Allah. Look at how he channeled his emotion.
That thinking and that mindset.
Allah.
Truly mind-blowing.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the conquest of Makkah, subhanallah, he had all the perpetrators right in front of him. But instead of retaliating or taking revenge, he forgave everyone.
Subhanallah.
And what paved the way for that victory was the Treaty of Hudaybiyah. That happened a year before that.
Right. Before the conquest of Makkah.
Yes. And what happened then? They came to do the rites, the ritual rites in Haram Sharif. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with his Sahaba. And they were stopped at the place called Hudaybiyah. They couldn't enter.
Right.
And then the ambassador of the Arabs at that time, and those people of Makkah, the Quraysh, the Kufar, their spokesperson went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the terms of agreement that if we are to come to an agreement, then this would be the agreement.
Right.
And the terms of the agreement were all against the Muslims. All the terms were against the Muslims. So how do you deal with something or taking an offer, and in that, whatever terms that I mentioned there, they all are against you. Nothing in your favor.
It's really a tough one.
Exactly. You have to make a choice. Radical acceptance. We learn from this example of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How to sometimes, you know, accept it for what it is. And then he saw wisdom in it. And the Sahaba, later on, they came to realize there was wisdom in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepting the terms of agreement of Hudaybiyah.
Subhanallah.
And that paved the way for the Muslims now to conquer Makkah Mukarramah.
Subhanallah.
Look at the wisdom of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Yes.
And had it his emotional intelligence, subhanallah, and how he put his personal feelings aside but looked at the greater good. That inshallah in future, this will prove beneficial. Many, many examples, right?
Jee.
For example, like there was a child and he had a pet, a bird. That bird died. Rasulullah SAW, to make him happy, to put a smile on his face, he playfully said to him, Ya Aba Umar, ma fa'ala nughayr. Umar, what happened to your bird? And subhanallah, and that made the child smile because Rasulullah SAW related to him.
Jee.
And Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu at the same time, he was also a child when he came in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was 10 years old. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sometimes would also playfully talk to him. And he says that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I never ever had any hardship with him. He was always very kind to me. And he was kind and considerate to me, and he wouldn't scold me.
Allah.
And he, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala, who was gifted to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by his mother.
Subhanallah.
So this we see in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the life of Sahaba ikram, that they would always be gentle in their approach. And Allah azza wa jal states in the Holy Quran regarding emotional intelligence as to how we must be humble. We mustn't walk boastfully, right? And this has been criticized in the Holy Quran, the ego and the boastfulness, the having pride, all of these are not suited for us. We are created from this earth which is humble.
Subhanallah.
So it doesn't suit us to be arrogant, to be egotistical, to you know, regard ourselves as above everyone. Yeah. These are like unnatural emotions for us to have. And it comes from shaitan, influence of shaitan. And if we learn to channel it, the moment we tend to develop this feeling of arrogance, pride, let's think to ourselves that we were nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us from sand, which is humble. It doesn't complain whether you walk on it, run on it, dig it, climb something in it, or erect a building on it. Does it say anything?
Nothing.
Exactly. It is so humble. So how can we, being part of that sand, and we are going to return to that sand,
show arrogance and pride and jealousy, etc. Subhanallah. So, you know, what you've been mentioning from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he conducted himself, even with children, I mean, that's truly fascinating. You know, this showed the other side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he would be with children. So from this, we take that if we want to really know, you know, about emotional intelligence, how to channel that and how to implement that, there is no way better to look than the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And of course, you know, one may be asking, okay, I want to perhaps implement emotional intelligence. I want to connect with people. I want to be one with people. I want to be that person who unites people. How do I go about doing this? A person may have this question in their mind. And alhamdulillah, you know, for every issue, for every problem, there is always a solution. So a believer is such that he is not a problem maker, rather he is a solution giver. And that is what we have to be. We have to be the solution. And if there is a problem, we don't need to harp on that problem. We don't need to be fixated on that problem. Rather, we look forward for a solution. So even in this aspect as well, if you want to know how do I go about with emotional intelligence, then alhamdulillah, there are some tools for each and every one of us to take into consideration for us to implement emotional intelligence. And out of the many tools, one is that pause before you speak. Yes, before you speak, just take a moment back. Pause, reflect, don't just react, but reflect. Instead of, you know, just reacting in the moment and, you know, the same ones of empty vessels make the loudest noise. So instead of reacting, rather reflect at first. And once you pause, I mean, there is wisdom in this, that when you pause, you are understanding where the other person is coming from. You are trying to put yourself in that person's shoes. You are trying to put yourself in that person's situation. And once you do that, then you can address the issue in a more efficient manner. When you pause before you speak, like how they say, think before you ink. Yes. So likewise, pause before you speak. That's number one. And number two is practice this habit of remaining silent. the silence, because in silence, of course, there is wisdom in that as well. Silence is powerful. One may think that silence means nothing, but silence tells many, many stories. In silence, there is strength. In silence, there is power. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, that one who believes in Allah and on the day of Qiyamah should either speak good or remain silent. Mullah sahab, these two, right? Pause before you speak. The second one was for a person to remain silent. Yes, we have shed light on how this helps, right? To, instead of just reacting, a person reflects first, a person understands the situation. But on the other hand, Mursa, we see that a person, his emotions, right, may be all over the place, and he's overwhelmed, maybe he's angry, maybe he's frustrated. And in this state, what can he do for him now to calm himself down and to be his normal self, where he can actually be thinking straight and actually think of the other person's perspective?
Sometime back, right?
Uh-huh.
Something happened. It was an incident, and my friend and I, we were discussing something, and he said something very profound. Right? He said, this person wanted to provoke me and make me angry, right? So a pig will want you to come and wrestle in the mud with him.
Right.
But you must be the wiser person to not be dragged by the pig into a fight.
Allah, Allah.
Right? For example, he says, he was trying to provoke me, and I thought to myself, I am not going to get angry by your standards. You are not in control of my emotions.
So there's no need to get intimidated.
Yes. I will decide how I want to channel my emotion, taking account and responsibility of your own emotions, not fueled by somebody else, not as a response or being reactive to somebody else's, let's say, argument or whatever fights or arguments that you are having. But rather, you are responsible for your own emotions, right? Are you responsible for somebody else's emotions? Exactly, right? You can channel your own emotions, right? And being provoked by somebody, if somebody manages to provoke you, that means you don't have a control of yourself.
Subhanallah.
That is a weakness. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says regarding that, if we can relate to that, that the strong person is not he who can put somebody down, who can defeat a wrestler.
Right.
But the strong person is he who can control his anger.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. That was really, really beneficial actually for each and every one of us to know how to control the emotions, how to not be in the state of where they are always overwhelmed with different emotions. And this is really practical. If we have to implement them in our life, we will see how it would not only better our life, but it would actually better the lives of those around us as well. And do you know that we can even teach emotional intelligence to children as well? For example, if the child does something, if the child is misbehaving as children usually do, and if a parent screams and shouts in anger, the child learns that behavior. The child learns that behavior. So instead of raising voices, instead of shouting and etc., rather be calm and rather educate the child. Make the child aware that what the child did was wrong. And in this way, you are teaching a powerful lesson through a calm and subtle way. This is the wisdom and the beauty behind having emotional intelligence. Subhanallah, Mawlana Sahib, you know, as always, time is always of the essence. Jazakallah, Mawlana Sahib, for shedding so much of light on this beautiful topic of emotional intelligence. And dear viewers of Madani Channel, we will be back with different topics. So stay tuned. Until next time, keep your heart soft, your words wise, and your intentions pure. And keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom. treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.